This pre-bid meeting for project B240509, LND, Hurricane Ian, Matt LaShay Drawbridge, MEE Repairs Lab, will schedule for today, December 19th, 2024, at 2 p.m. My name is Lilla Davidson, I'm procurement analyst from the County Procurement Management Department. Before we begin, we'll note for the record that members of the public are present, so we'll open the floor to any public comment. Since there's no public comment, I'll ask the rest of the county staff and the public that are present to introduce themselves and state what department or company they are with.
Steve Nabby, H&amp;H, I'm senior PE, I'll be CEO in this job.
Avelino Cancel, the county DOT, on the project manager for the county.
Rob Monsiga, H&amp;H, the senior mechanical engineer.
Dustin Musial, PCO.
Randy Johnson with Seacoast.
William Wilson, Seacoast.
Mark Olar, H&amp;H, senior electrical.
Chris Jagosinski, Lee County Procurement.
Eddie Beard, Seacoast.
Hugh Turner, calling the electric.
Brett Zimmer, the county DOT operations.
Carlos Hernandez, Lee County.
Jose Villacuete with Lee Construction.
Anthony South Southern, Lee Bridge.
Hey, we are here today to discuss this project to answer any questions you may have. Any questions that are not answered here today will be answered in the form and addendum that will be posted to our website as listed on the cover page of the bid documents. Any questions that you have must be submitted in writing to me via email. My contact information is on the front page of the bid package. Please note, any information received through verbal communication shall not be binding on the agency and shall not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as a change of clarification of this project. Before I turn this over to the project manager, I'd like to cover a few housekeeping items. This is the second of two mandatory pre-bid meetings. You're only required to attend one of the meetings and complete the sign-in sheet. If you attended the previous meeting, you do not need to be here today. If a firm submits without attending one of the meetings, they'll be deemed non-responsive. Bids are due January 9th, 2025 at 2:30 p.m. Bids submitted after this time shall be considered late and will not be accepted. When submitting, you need to provide one original and one copy, as well as an electronic copy on a USB flash drive. This is a grant-funded project. Because of this, there are a few items I want to point out. E-Verify is applicable to this solicitation. The participation of MBE and WBE companies is highly encouraged. Local vendor preference is excluded. There are multiple federal acts and amendments that are in effect that the prime and all subcontractors must follow. They can be found within the solicitation under supplemental information and clauses. There are several forms and documentation that are required as part of your submission for this project. Please review all forms carefully and complete them in their entirety. In the solicitation packet, there's a checklist and instructions starting on page 45 that may be used as a guide in your submission that provides details on the forms and documentation that may be required. All county and FDOT required forms are grouped together after the checklist. Please note, if a form is not applicable to your firm, you are required to submit this form with NA or not applicable clearly noted across the document. Form 1 is the solicitation response form. This form is your acknowledgement to participation in this solicitation and must be executed and submitted with your package or will deem your firm as non-responsive. Addendums must also be noted here on this form. The bid schedule for this project is located in a separate Excel document and contains formulas. Although formulas are present, you're required to double check your totals for errors and correct as necessary. Unit prices prevail in the event of any calculation errors. A bid bond in the amount of at least 5% of the proposed dollar amount is required with your submission and can be found on Form 8 on page 60. Forms 11 through 17 are all FDOT required forms and must be submitted. Additional FDOT required information, including DBE, FHWA, and the wage rate table, can be found under Exhibit O. Addendums and other permit documents, such as the Notice of Intended Decision, will only be posted to Lee County Procurement website. This link is found on the front page of the bid documents. You're responsible for checking the site often for the presence of any addenda and other materials. Should an addendum be issued, you must acknowledge receipt of this addendum on the space provided within Form 1. Are there any questions about the procurement process? Okay, I would now like to turn the floor over to the project manager to provide a brief description of the project and any comments you'd like to share. And then once complete, we'll be open for the questions.
Good afternoon. As you guys know, this is project is to perform repairs on the Malachet drawbridge that was damaged as a result of Hurricane Ian. The scope of this project basically includes structural, mechanical, and electrical repairs. The structural, you know, minor stuff like handrails fix, fender system repairs, rib wrap, gable mattress, and a couple of neoprene bearing pads replacement. That's probably going to be the most difficult, you know, of all the structural repairs. Now the mechanical and electrical is the real bulk of these projects. That's a really intense, and I will pass later on now. A little while to Hardison Hanover, to Marco, the electrical engineer, and
Robert,
mechanical engineer. They will go in a little bit more in depth in that. But I just wanted to remind all the bidders, which one of you guys have done a FDOT lab grant project before? No? Okay. It's a really paperwork intensive, really complicated in the administrative side, and you have to abide by wage tables that are part of this contract. Is in the last page pretty much. When you're paying your employees, they have to be in accordance to those tables there. And if you have some, let's say for example, you have somebody listed as a laborer and you put it one day to work in the crane because the crane operator wasn't there or something like that, you have to adjust the pay. It will be better if you don't do it because it's easier for everybody, but if you decide to do it, you have to adjust the pay accordingly. This is just an example of the complications with these type of grants. There's way many more. Please familiarize with all the requirements, all of the grant constraints, because you have to take that into consideration when putting your price, because it will take time and office work and paperwork to comply with all the requirements from the grant. Well, with that being said, I'll just pass to Steve Nappi from Hardison Hanover, and he will go from there with these guys.
Yeah, I don't have much from my standpoint. We're reviewing everything. Any changes, we'll let you guys know. We're just listening to what you have to say. And
are you administering the project?
Yes. With that, Margo, electrical?
Yeah, the bulk of the electrical rehab is essentially the traffic gates and pedestrian gates, rehabilitation of the motor control center, the hydraulic drive system, which includes the panel, the electric motors, electric servers, conduits, electrical wiring, and specific control items is really the bulk of the work.
Mechanically, the scope is pretty well laid out on BM1. So the majority of the damage from the storm was hydraulic related. So item one is reconditioning the span drive hydraulic system. And there's a bunch of sub items to that. There's HPU. These are bearings in the hydro cylinders, and then also in the cardanic ring assembly. And then the rest of it's more typical of just a general mechanical electrical span rehab. Live load bearing, shim and adjust, span lock, shim and adjust, and then balance, testing and cleaning the pockets. That's basically just it.
Okay, with that being said, any questions or comments, guys?
I don't know if I have to write this question, but a lot of the scope for the mechanical just mentions cleaning and painting stuff, but it doesn't really tell us, I mean, is this more like touch-up painting, or is it stuff that's going to have to really be cleaned up and painted? And it's hard to kind of get your hand around what the scope is.
I think we're planning on a walkthrough, two different dates coming up, so we can get a feel for
the
walkthrough. It's mostly corrosion from the
everything being under salt water.
Yeah. So I imagine some stuff, once you take it apart, you'll know then better.
Okay.
But it's sealed from the standpoint of the pressure of the hydraulic fluid, so it should have been.
Right.
Well,
and our sub has asked us if it becomes worthwhile because of the painting and all that, would they be allowed to take the manifolds off and take them to their shop to replace the valves and repaint them and then bring them back and put them on?
I'm gonna have to take a look at that. That's something.
I guess that's part of your question is the bridge hasn't operated since.
No, it has not operated. That's what we're at. I think it was operation maybe for a week or two.
Since Ian?
Right after. And yeah, then
we were able to open and close it after the storm a few times, but once we start putting this project together, we didn't went back. But right now we're with Steve Nabi on testing everything. So when you guys go for the site visit, we're gonna operate it so you guys can see. Because it's okay, we just went there last week.
Okay, so you can still operate it, because I was a little confused about, well, it's not operational, but you want us to do an initial balance test. I was like, well, wait, if I can't operate it, I can't balance it, so.
And what about the Coast Guard? You have a pretty big Coast Guard plan. If it's, do you have the Coast Guard approved to not operate until the project is done? Do you?
Yeah, I'm taking care of it a little bit.
Okay, so that note is like.
Oh, letting the Coast Guard know.
Well, let them know. They almost like want a plan to navigate the channel. And
yeah.
So if it's not operating, we're assuming that it's, okay.
Yeah.
And then the most of the part where you don't see cleaning and touch of painting, the stuff that's being replacing, it's replacing time when you get the grant money.
Right.
So that's what's required.
Okay.
I know you have some comments like if this is needed, what's, is that going to be handled just as a separate change? I mean, because you don't know until you get there sort of deal. Like, there's obviously, yeah, you got some notes in there that allude to you don't know if it's going to be replaced, right, but it may be, or look at it when you
right
get there.
So how do you low bid a this might happen kind of thing?
Yeah.
That would not be part of your bid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct? And that's, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have your bid items. That's what you're going to bid on if
yeah
something comes up and then changes.
Yeah, we're going to address that. Change order.
There would be the paperwork to do the change order. That's
yeah
we just don't want anything to be incidental and
right,
you know,
it'll say
there's lots of things that say if, you know, repair this unless it has to be replaced, and it says that in several places in the
yeah
spec. And so it's
I would recommend we spoke previously, go ahead and put that in writing if you have a specific concern.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing one more go through on this, so any changes you guys will see.
Like he mentioned, we're planning to do a site visit. The date and time will be issued an addendum by procurement. We're still in-house trying to find the date, and then that will be.
So I'm assuming the bid date will get pushed back a little bit.
Yes,
because the bid was January 9th or
yeah
something.
Yeah, it will have to because of the
just make sure, yeah.
Yeah, because the site visit will be after January 6th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is
it
the site visit
will be
after the 6th?
Yeah. Yeah. Next Christmas, next one is New Year.
I was just praising. I had to tell my wife I was going to be working there.
Look at that. He took care of it.
Yeah, because of this project, any addendums that we do have to get concurrent, so it does take time. So obviously, yes, it will be pushed since we are considering a site visit. We just don't have dates or anything like that yet. So keep an eye on the website. We'll give you enough time to plan for the site visit, and then enough time after the site visit so you have time for questions, and then the bid opening. So we're looking at maybe a month extra, give or take.
Yeah, the concurrent, you know, any addendum or any document related to this project has to be approved by FDOT before we issue or release to the vendors.
Okay.
So, you know, we do that, we send it to FDOT, they approve or concurrence, and then we
right
publish it to the vendors. Any question, guys? Any question back there?
No, sir.
Go on again.
Room. Last call.
This is that one.
Okay, but
are any comments? Are there? I do have another. Do you have several balance blocks? I'm assuming it was already relatively well balanced, but there's a pay item in here for balance blocks, and it's lump sum. So it's kind of hard to bid a lump sum if you don't even have a clue how many blocks you might have to provide. I'm almost assuming we won't have to provide any, but I got to be careful with that assumption.
Carlos, how was that reach before the storm?
It was balanced.
It was balanced before the storm.
Yeah, might we just put a question in, and then if they say
yeah,
that, then
we can answer that. I think we will. We'll put that one in. Because, you know, bidding a lump sum item and you have no idea
how much.
You know.
I understand this project is really difficult to price.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of
the unknown We are aware of that.
Yeah, for you guys too, I mean, that's...
Tell me.
Especially if something's been underwater, you go to operate it once, twice, and then it shuts off and it's...
Are tenders on the bridge? Like what, are they Fort Myers or Lee County tenders, or are they...
Right now, there's nobody there.
But
it's a Lee County maintained bridge now.
I'll wait on the rest of my stuff.
I guess that is the question. Is there a cap funding for the feds giving you, or is this all federal, some Lee County, some federal?
They're providing part of the funds.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. I only say that because, like I said, if depending on if it's all federal funding or not, if you have a cap.
Any other questions?
Well, just to point out, you mentioned about the cabinet blocks. In the spec, I have to check the plans, but in the spec, it's calling for that as each.
Okay.
Oh, really? Well, in here, in this, it says lump sum.
Is there a secondary
balance block? Unit lump sum.
No, just one lump sum.
And that was interesting. Even so, if you look in the spec, when it says quantity, it says as determined by the calculations.
Line.
So you got to do
465317.
Yeah.
That's each, right? Each count.
So that's interesting. Well, it says lump sum in here. Okay.
And the plan?
Yeah.
And the plans.
Okay, but it says each in the cell. Okay.
Yeah. So 20 balance blocks is just a nominal amount just for mechanism.
Gotcha.
To
at least you know what
you're
buying. Yeah. Because it takes a while to get them, so you usually don't have time to...
Yeah, that's the other, the casting.
Especially for 20 of
them. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have any?
I was going to say, if you guys had some, it'd be a lot easier. For
well, and if it says the balance is 3 kips at the tip, it might be less than that right now. We might be taking blocks out.
We got some blocks at Big Halls, and I think we got some blocks in storage on the DI double.
Are they the steel ones?
They're concrete ones.
Yeah, that's how they are.
Yeah.
This one,
we got some steel ones.
Because this one will have the steel, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
I know we got steel ones. I'm not sure where we have them stored.
Yeah. Well, Hardesty has time to go do the preliminary balance ahead of them. Yeah, and then tell us whether we're going to need blocks or not.
Not if it's not running.
Do it the day of our walkthrough.
The day of the walkthrough.
I guess just more posted on it.
Well, you could conceivably do the repairs to get the bridge operational, which is in effect in the balance. And you're like, if operational, you're going to test it and then it gets off.
Yeah, as long as you got time in the contract to do that.
So go ahead.
I just want to bring up a good point. We are reconstructing Little Pine Island Bridge, which is less than a mile away. They have a temporary signal, one-lane traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I think the plan said you work with the engineer for lane closures. So that one, I don't know, probably more like
the traffic gate work and stuff.
Yeah. You shouldn't be in traffic with that, but the beam seats or the...
No, the bearing pads.
Bearing pads, thank you. So we'll have to look into that to coordinate with them because obviously we don't want lane closures when we're having a lane closure because it's already a nightmare there. So,
How much longer the bridge has to go?
Contract time goes through February 2026, I believe.
Oh, wow.
But they're trying to get out of that phase as soon as possible, but there could be some overlap when you guys get this one.
Right.
So keep that in mind.
Where will the contractor, where will we put our connexes, our trucks, or whatever you park?
You guys, the contractor usually figures that out, but I mean, there is some right-of-way, county right-of-way, locally, that you could
pretty close?
Yeah, you could ask permission, or even depending on the size of the bridges or something, but...
Most of the right-of-way that I used to park in is gone.
It's gone, I know.
It's built back now.
Already back?
Yeah, Causeway side.
Good.
Yeah, you said you run it during this meeting. Is the oil condition all right, or is it pretty milky looking, or did I check that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it got in there, if it's... You guys really want to?
Okay.
I don't remember.
Do y'all really want to run it if it's milky?
Or went in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah, it's on the breathe.
We still hold that.
Sorry, do I?
Yeah.
I don't remember, I thought.
You did it up again. I think you're some folks just talking to you.
I had to check the chat.
Yeah. I think you're some folks, I think when you did the story.
Yeah, because it's included on the report.
If it was done himself, well, listen, my name, my stuff, I don't know the answer to that.
It's on the report.
I didn't read that on the report.
There's a lot there.
Well, let me see, there was a report, there were basically two reports lumped together, because it had the regular DOT bridge inspection report, but there was something else in front of it.
Are there, questions? Good?
Good.
Okay, if you have any questions, just email me, and then we can get the addendum for me. This concludes this pre-bid meeting for project P240509 LND 13N at Lachey Drawbridge, MLE repairs. Last. Thank you.
Thank you.